Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infocom 2017, Day 3. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute. My name is Victoria Barella, and I have my partner in crime for the show,
John Imoda, and today we are graced with the presence of
John Skin with Logitech.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about the company, who you are, if someone lives under a rock and doesn't know what Logitech is?
So Logitech accessorizes cloud. Basically, we got our early roots in keyboards and mice for PC, but today we're across all different categories from gaming to music, audio products, as well. Logitech specializes in video conferencing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So here at Infocom 2017, first of all, what's the booth and what can we see there?
So Logitech's booth to Infocom is number 2681, and there we have some great new products that we're showing. We're showing the Logitech Brio, our 4K webcam, Logitech Meetup, also 4K, designated for the huddle room, and then we have Logitech Smart Dock, so our first Skype room system.
Very cool. What booth can we find that at?
2681.
2681, Infocom 2017 is where we can find Logitech collaboration. I'm assuming software, gear, hardware, Imagineers of the future, I assume.
Oh, we've got a great roadmap. I can't tell you about it, but we do.
Okay, don't tell me. Tell Victoria. She's right over there.
Hey, and how long has the company been around?
So Logitech was founded in 1981, originally in Apple, Switzerland.
Oh, cool. So how long have you been with the company, if I may ask?
A little bit over 20 years.
Cool,
so
you've been there.
So you don't like working there?
It's a wonderful place to work. We all get along, and it's great company culture.
So over the years that you've been involved with Logitech, can you tell us a little bit about maybe surprises that have happened over the years, maybe some really great innovations that you've experienced yourself?
You know, I think a couple things that I've experienced, we were the first ones in the market to bring a digital camera to the consumer. Believe that, digital still camera, we're the first ones out there. That was back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And Johnny, it looks like you're brewing up a question, but I can't tell if that's your face or...
No, that's my... I have questions, but that is also my face, so I'm just not sure... What the appropriate face? It's not about my face. It's about questions. John, in your career at Logitech, has there been one special project that you hold dear to your heart? Or maybe there's something here on the show floor today that is so, so magnificent that I could not miss it. I need to go see it right now at the
maybe
booth.
Maybe a favorite child, unless they're all your favorite children.
Only one child, so easy pick there. But the product that's really near and dear to my heart these days is Logitech Smart Dock. It's a Skype room system. We introduced it just 6 months ago. We've got hundreds of large enterprises adopting it right now. And it's the fastest growing Skype meeting room system ever.
Is that new to this year?
It was introduced late last year, December timeframe. But it is new for this year at Infocom.
Give me a quick synopsis of Logitech Smart Dock. What exactly am I getting with that?
So Logitech Smart Dock is a Skype room system. It's basically bringing that familiar Skype experience that everyone knows from their mobile device, from their desktop devices, laptops, tablets, etc., but really enabling the meeting room to be a Skype environment. And that's revolutionary, if you can imagine, just connecting everyone and bringing it together in an easy-to-use interface in the meeting room.
Cool. I have a question, actually. Do you see, since you've been around with the company, you've seen partnerships here and there, maybe do you see Logitech moving towards like VR in the video conferencing world? Maybe someone can't fly in, like Johnny from California, coming all the way maybe to Chicago. He can't do it. He wants to see the demo. Maybe someone puts on a VR headset and he's there. Do you see Logitech going that way, maybe?
There's strong potential there, but I'd say it's a little ways out before it becomes socially acceptable to wear headsets in the meeting room.
It doesn't look awkward or anything.
It might look a little funny, but there's technology coming.
Cool.
The podcast listeners can't see it, but I'm in VR mode right now, and I'm not even really here. It's awesome.
So if someone's not here actually at Infocom and can't see your booth, or someone's listening live and wants to check out your products online, where can we find that?
Well, the easy place is Logitech.com, but of course, check us out on social media, so Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, with tag Logitech VC.
Cool.
Very cool. What do you think the future of Logitech is? Obviously, without giving the roadmap away, because I know you have one.
Well, I mean, to make it really simple, you know, we make products that accessorize the cloud, and the cloud is really taking off across all different walks of life, all different spheres out there. VC, it's a big part. I mean, we work with every cloud provider that you can name out there, from, you know, Skype, BlueJeans, Zoom, all the major guys, as well. You know, we're agnostic. We work with everyone.
Okay, so I myself am in my late 30s, and Victoria's a bit younger than I, and she's relatively new to the industry. She's about a year and a half to 2 years in the industry. She's a millennial. She's also got her CTS. She's got a lot of stuff going on in her life, and sort of new and coming into industry, and friends are being encouraged by her to come check out our industry. Do you have any advice for her, the younger generation, the millennials coming into industry, on what... you know, advice maybe?
Sure. First, come to Logitech.
First comes Logitech.
Yeah. Come to us.
You.
We have, I want to say, about one third of the people I see in our offices are probably your age.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Amazing bringing in new blood into the company. It brings such a fresh perspective. The other caveat, though, stick with it. Stay for a little while.
Cool, yeah.
We'd love to have you.
What about Victoria? Do you have any advice for a company coming into the industry and saying, what would you want? I'm coming into this industry, and this is what I'm looking for in a company.
Sure. So let's see. Now you're putting me on the spot.
Tick-tock.
Okay. Well, so far, Infocom itself does a good job of education. You know, I guess now I'm on a tangent with Infocom. I wish that they had a little bit better, I don't know, not advertisement, but welcoming for the younger industry to get in. I mean, no one has like $500 or whatever the price is to drop right out of college, or if they're still in college or high school, to check out you have to be over 16 to check out the floor.
Okay.
But just to check out the industry. But something like a company like Logitech, I'm sure you have, like you said, a third of your staff young people. So if you guys have educational opportunities either online or at the company, or you know, just to keep reaching out to us, you know, we love to see the opportunities to be educated.
I'll just add in there, we have an outstanding internship program. So
oh, cool,
we
yeah.
really every summer we bring in dozens of interns at each of our office locations around the world, just really trying to bring new people in, get the experience that they have into the company, but also help them learn what's it like to work in a high-tech company.
Cool, yeah. Thank you.
Similar question for Victoria to Logitech. If you were to apply to Logitech, what would you want to get? Obviously, you want a job, right? You have one, but like I wanted to apply for Logitech. What would you like to, let's say, perks or things that you're required? You know, hey, you know, I want a job, I want this, but I want to be more flexible with my hours. Telecommute's pretty big for where I live in the Bay Area and things like that. Are there things that you can't live without in a job, right? Are those handy? Do you like to travel? What is it?
So me, that was a question to me. So yeah, I mean, I do like the flexibility. Currently, I'm with an integrator, but we program lights, commercials lights, so Crestron projects. And you know, what really helped me is I like to travel. I really like that part of my job, that I travel a little bit too often now, but it's okay. I'm still trying to get used to it. I do like the flexible hours. Sometimes I can't get it done now, so, you know, my brain power actually kicks in at like 7 p.m. and, you know, I can get a lot of work done better then. I think that's really it. I like the travel. Tell me more, Johnny. What's your experience like? You never told me when you were, you know, just starting off in the industry. What were your nice perks in the
Well,
industry?
I think let's say I want to apply for Logitech, right? I'm in the Bay. The travel, to me now, because I'm older, it's not necessary. But, you know, you're a larger company. I think that's great. I would look for, or at least hope for, maybe some sort of 401k benefits or something like that. Good team camaraderie, things like that, outside of work. You want to feel like you're a part of a family, things like that. I think just being able to talk to someone at a high level such as yourself, John, I think it would be great, and just to be heard, I think, would be a good and positive feedback in any manner, I think, would be what I would look for.
I'll share a couple of things that might be relevant in what you said there. First, you know, we're an open plan office. You can walk right up to the CEO's desk. It's a desk. It's not an office. It's not a sequestered off palace. He's just one other person at a desk, and he's super approachable, takes time to talk to anyone in the company that wants to.
Very nice.
Second, telecommuting. This is lingua franca at our company. I'm basically Logitech VC, video collaboration. What do you think we do? We actually communicate over video calls all the time. We have people all around the world. We don't travel as much because we have great technology that is almost as good, sometimes better, than being there. So video collaboration, telecommuting, flexible hours, being able to basically work from anywhere that you have a connection.
Someone that I've never thought before, just because I'm not so experienced in the industry, so I've had some jobs that were just, like, that's very nice that you brought up that, hey, we're very approachable, we're all at the desks, we're not in some palace, you know, office, so that's, I like that. I like the open communication there.
It also helps you be able to actually see if people are around. You know, if you can imagine, you know, as far as the eye can see in our offices, open plan, it means that you don't have to actually walk and duck your head into an office, a cubicle, to actually know if someone's there and if they're approachable, if they're on a call or not.
Okay, I think that's great opinion. Well, not opinion. That's great advice, honestly. And I like that you are an open office floor plan. The CEO sits at a desk just like everyone else, and it is approachable. It's not very standoffish, and that you guys all seem to be very friendly with each other. And I think that's also another perk.
Absolutely.
That some people don't think about when going to companies is that you want to be able to speak to other employees that aren't really closed off and things like that.
Right. I know people in every reach of the company, and it pays great dividends to have those connections and basically be able to have those relationships across all levels, horizontal and vertical.
Cool.
Oh, well, thank you. Where can we find you again on the interwebs?
So Logitech.com, Logitech.com, and of course, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, tag is Logitech VC.
Great.
One other note, Meetup is one of the top, it's a rave top 10 must see, so everybody check it out, please.
Hey, cool. Johnny's going to go over there now.
I'm definitely going there right after the show.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to our show. If someone is listening and wants to check back with this recording or wants to spread the love to other people, check this recording out at ravepubs.com/infocom2017, or if you want to listen to other scheduled podcasts coming up, check it out at ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. You can check out Rave Pubs also on the socials at Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, everywhere, but I think MySpace and Friendster. I don't think we're on there.
I think they're off the list there. We don't collaborate there.
We've got, you can find me on Twitter at Barella Victoria _, so that's BarellaVictoria _. Where can we find you, Johnny?
I'm right here, right next to you. But on the internet, it's going to be at JMOTA3, JMOTA3, the number 3, that is, not the other, whatever that may be. JMOTA3, obviously, Rave Pubs, like you mentioned, is there. Our microsite for everything Infocom 2017 is ravepubs.com/infocom2017. And then later throughout the day, we'll have some more live shows. Same website, ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. The Trade Show Minute is a Rave Radio show that is awesome. We love speaking with professionals like John. Victoria has her own show. It's a unique talent from the younger side of the industry, and it is called Coffee with Millennial Z. I myself have my own show called AV Insider. Again, that's all on the Rave Radio Network. It can be found at ravepubs.com.
Thank you so much, John, for coming on to our show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And enjoy the rest of your Infocom 2017.